しようかな。
ちょ、なんで今日開けるのよ。
じゃあね、
かなちゃん、
何、
新しいのかなちゃんがつけて、そしたら許してあげる。
キキ、ちょっと早く動かないでよ。もう
暗いんだから、しょうがないでしょ。
はい、できたよ。
うん、
そうかな。
うん、似合うよ、とっても。
F off back to Russia.
Sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul, and this is a show called Viva La Mock. And what happens each and every week at this time is I, the mockster, that's me, that's still me, do a little thing called the WRCT Radio and Music Calendar. Before I do either calendar, I want to remind you that Row House Cinema joins you in supporting WRCT. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater located in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme. They show classic, cult, foreign, animated, fun, and fascinating films in a magical setting. Now, the concession stand features natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, rowhousecinema.com, or you can call them up at 412-904-3225. Let's turn our attention to this WRCT radio and music calendar, let you know some things going on around town. You only got a few more days, it feels like. Just over a week left for Monster Fish. It's an exhibit by the National Geographic Society depicting the search for the last of the ancient and giant river fish. The exhibit features life-size sculptures of monster fish as well as videos and hands-on activities. This is happening at the Carnegie Museum of Natural History in Oakland now through December 27th. More information at carnegiemnh.org. Hey, don't forget Wildlife. It's an exhibit that's bringing together the work of Elizabeth Murray and New York-based sculptor Jesse Reeves. Is happening at the Heinz Galleries at the Carnegie Museum of Art now through January 9th. Murray's monumental fractured canvases from the 60s through the 2000s are paired with Reeves' recent reupholstered sculptures. Again, that's at the Heinz Gallery through January 9th at the Carnegie Museum of Art in Oakland. More information, cmoa.org. Also happening at the same location, just probably a different space within, through January 17th is the Fabricated Landscape, presenting cutting-edge spaces designed by 10 international architectural practices led by some of the most innovative minds working in architecture today, on display through January 17th at the Heinz Galleries of the Carnegie Museum of Art in Oakland, cmoa.org. And finally, don't forget about Marisol and Warhol Take New York. It charts the emergence of the Paris and Pittsburgh-born pop artists in the early 1960s. The exhibition actually explores the artists' parallel rises to success, the formation of their artistic personas, their gallery relationships, and early artistic practices from the 60s. The display is going on through Valentine's Day of 2022 at the Andy Warhol Museum on the north side. More information, warhol.org. That's my WRCT radio calendar. If you have an event to include on this calendar, send us the week. The details at least a week in advance to radio-calendar@wrct.org. Let's turn our attention to the WRCT music calendar. Let you know some things going on in this crazy, crazy locked up world. Steel Mill Rising is performing at Jurgles on Wednesday the 22nd. The Delaneys are at Jurgles the next night. Sonic Acrylic along with Plume is at the Club Cafe on the 23rd. Speaking of the Club Cafe, Bill Deasy is doing his annual Boxing Day show. Should I tell you what day that is? It's Boxing Day. Yeah, the day after Christmas, Sunday the 26th. The Nerd Herders are at the Club Cafe with the Power Hour Band on Monday the 27th. And what else we got? A lot of Club Cafe shows that I got on my calendar. Wednesday the 29th, the Warm Auction with Chet Vincent and Birdwatcher. Over at Jurgles on the 29th is the Magical Mystery Doors. The Reckoning, I think they do this show annually at the Club Cafe. It's on the 30th. The Reckoning plays the music of R.E.M. Clarks are over at Jurgles on the 30th. And an evening with Lotus, night number one at Mr. Small's Theater on Thursday the 30th. Guess when night number two is? Guess, yep, New Year's Eve, Mr. Small's, an evening with Lotus. The Butler Street Revival is playing the Thunderbird for your New Year's Eve celebration. Albert Lee is at the Club Cafe on Wednesday, January 5th. Charles Wesley Godwin is at the Club Cafe on the 6th. I know, isn't it crazy? I'm talking about 2022. The Craft House is hosting Idlewild South with the Jay Krager Band on the 7th, which is a Friday in January. Ashley McBride is at the Roxy in McKee's Rocks on the 7th. The Roof. I think they're just The Roof once, but I just felt like saying it twice. At the Thunderbird on Friday the 7th as well. Silencers, I can't forget to tell you about that one at Jurgles. Silencers with Spinning Jenny on Saturday the 8th. Should play some Silencers coming up before that happens. Shouldn't I? Wouldn't I be smart to do that? Motor City Soundtrack in town playing Sunday the 9th at the Roxy Inn with All Get Out. And Livingston Taylor's coming to town playing up at the Oaks Theater in Oakmont. That's my WRCT. Oh, that's on Wednesday the 12th, just so you know. That's my WRCT music calendar. If you have a show you want us to tell people about, send us those details at least a week in advance to WRCT. Music-calendar at WRCT.org. You can hear the radio and music calendar each and every day at 1 p.m., 7 p.m., and again at 11 p.m. here on WRCT. You know, I had more stuff to tell you, and I just kind of forgot about it. You can reach me at wrctrequest@gmail.com if there's something you want to hear. If not, just pretend it was cold out last night as we get into this next set of music. But as I looked outside and I realized it snowed, did it not? So the Mockster needs to play his set of snow songs for you because of the snow.
Thank you. powdered sugar cedars line the road. They look good enough to eat, but I don't think I would. I can't imagine that they'd taste too good. A blanket white, at least it was when it came down last night. When morning brings the rain, the blanket's washed away. Now everything turns back to gray. And now you're there. The rain is falling, wetting down your hair. I hate to be the one to say I told you so, but I believe I might have told you so.
Snow day, snow day, snow day, snow day. with warm inside. Penetrate, you cannot hide. Feel lost forever. Do we need you? Feeling dark and feeling true. This is all I ever knew. Soft as skin and leather, and I whisper you. Harder you come down on me. Sing the way you look happy. Secrets keep forever. They are dressing me. Come inside, it's warm in here.
From their 1988 album, Isn't Anything, that's My Bloody Valentine with Soft as Snow, but Warm Inside. Wrapping up that snow set of music, because you know what? It snowed this week. Also played Matt Pond, PA, with the song Snow Day, which maybe hopefully you took one. I don't care if you're working from home or if you're a student and you're virtually online, you should take your own snow day. You need snow days. You need to put on the snow pants and go sledding somewhere. It's a requirement. It's a law. I believe it's a law. It's an unwritten law, but it's a law. From the L'Ohio album, Ass Ponies reminded you that last night it snowed. And start off the entire set from This Is Our Music, the final proper Galaxy 500 album, with their version of Yoko Ono's Listen, The Snow Is Falling. Gets us here. We're about 24 minutes past your 11 o'clock hour. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva Lamach. I appreciate you tuning in. I want to remind you that Zeke's Coffee, they join you in supporting WRCT. Zeke's Coffee is a small batch roaster, cafe, and bakery located at 6015 Penn Avenue, right in the smack dab middle of what we call Penn Circle in East Liberty. They specialize in fair trade coffee, espresso, and baked goods. For more information, go to zekescoffeepgh.com. Also, I got a fun story. I learned this story a couple weeks ago. I was hanging out socially distanced from, I'll tell you, I socially distanced from him pre-COVID. Just, it's safer that way. My rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, he hosts a show called Courts in Session. Now, let me just tell you about that show first before I tell you my story. It's a show that's on Thursdays. Starts at 8. It's 2.5 hours long. But what he does is he takes rock and roll, country, and soul, but he takes it with new music from these classic artists. So you'll hear something from a classic artist that's new, because you know what? They're still putting music out. They're still putting out quality music. So he's filling that niche to be like, hey guys, I don't care if you're old, you put out quality music.
And I've listened to his show, and I've been like, wow, that's a great song. And then he's like, oh, there's a new song from Boston. And I'm like, wow. I could slide that in my show any day and say it was from the Boston Creepers, and you'd be like, wow, that was a great song. So I love that he does that. So, oh, story time. So let's gather around the fire. All right, here's the story. So I'm hanging out with my rockin' attorney, and he tells me the story of how he is really, really, really good friends with Peter Nero. Like besties, to the extent that Peter Nero played piano at Eric Jackson Lurie's wedding. I kid you not by kidding you and tell you that if it's not true, ask him. So in celebration of not only that fact, that he is besties with Peter Nero, or maybe was besties, I don't know, maybe the tense is wrong, I'm not sure. But I had more in my story, didn't I? I'm sorry. I just blanked out. I was like, oh, we're done. It was on this day back in 1963. And this is why this segue works, at least in my mind, so well. On this day back in 1963, and I threatened you, we're going to have another Mancini song come in. The Pink Panther debuted. So some Peter Nero doing the Pink Panther. This is going out to you, my rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and your bestie, Peter Nero. We'll be right back.
with white trim and black boots, Santa suit on the rack, Rudolph's nose is red. Gear up to leave the North Pole, the flight went finalized, two sacks of toys to the big sled, and Rudolph's nose is red.
Girl, Minneapolis.
That Dog here on the Viva La Mock radio program with their song Minneapolis, wrapping up that set of music. Before That Dog, it was X by Request with a White Girl. Again, if you've got a request and you want me to say those words, X by Request or your song, insert your song here by request, email me at wrctrequest@gmail.com. Michelle wanted to hear that one, and I was more than happy to play it for her. Before that, the Gothies, Pittsburgh's own Gothies with one of their Christmas singles with Rudolph's Rose. Rudolph's nose is red. That's what I'm trying to say. Start off the entire set, Peter Nero. From his Songs You Won't Forget, going out to my rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, with the theme from Pink Panther, because as I mentioned earlier, the Pink Panther actually debuted on this day back in 1963. I think that's the date I said it was, 1963. We got about 16 minutes before we get to midnight. Don't forget, tonight we have a midnight mock of the New Zealand band, The Bats. The Bats going underneath the mock lights. So hopefully you're starting to pop your popcorn for that one. Don't forget that many employees unable to work because of COVID-19 related reasons may be able to take up to 2 weeks of paid sick leave and up to 10 more weeks of paid leave to care for their children whose schools or places of care have closed or whose daycare operations are unavailable. To find out if you qualify, you can visit dol.gov/FFCRA or call a trained professional at 866-4-US-WAGE. Again, that's 866-4-US-WAGE. This message is actually sponsored by the Department of Labor. Hey, speaking of things that have happened or people who are born or the whatnot on this day, because I love doing it, and I've been doing it, well, I've been doing it all night for you. How about the fact that on this day in 1878, this young leader, future dictator of the world, was born. Yeah, Joe Stalin.
This is Joe Stalin's Cadillac.
This is Camper Van Beethoven.
We're just driving around the block in Joe Stalin's Cadillac. LBJ's Cadillac. LBJ's Cadillac. We're just peeing along the side of the road in LBJ's Cadillac. General Pinochet's Cadillac. Django left in General Pinochet's Cadillac. Cadillac off the bridge. If I can find a bridge, I'll drive my Cadillac off the bridge.
bet he's seen the bridge.
Now we all know the story of what Doc Ellis did. How he threw a no-hitter when it took a little trip. That was amazing and true. Though it was somewhat accidental. But let's not forget the game when Doc really went mental. The Pirates season was humbling. They came out of the gate stumbling. Doc had had enough. In the clubhouse he was grumbling. Cincinnati is treating us just like a dog kicked to the curb. Well, this dog's got some fight left and it's gonna hurt. Down went Rose, down went Morgan, down went Dreesen. He took one right in the organ. Dance, 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 Tony Perez. Then to a tonic bench, that was enough for the Reds. Can't really happen that way. That's what really happened the day. Oh, the day Doc went hunting heads. Now the ump didn't toss him, though he had really crossed the line. He wasn't fined or suspended. That was such a different time. Danny Murtaugh had to pull him then. But Doc's message rang loud and clear. A few pundits have opined that was the turning point in the Bucco's year. Down went Rose, down went Morgan, down went Dreesen. He took a ride in the organ. Dance, 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 Tony Perez. Bet you a Johnny Bench that was enough for the Reds. Can't really happen that way. That's what really happened the day. Oh, the day Doc went hunting heads. Oh, the day Doc went hunting heads. Just wild. The men in blue will never buy it. And if you think taking LSD might help you throw a no-hit game, you might consult a good drug counselor. In fact, that's what Doc became. Down went Rose, down went Morgan, down went Dreesen. Took one right in the organ. Dance, 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 Tony Perez. But to a Johnny Fish that was enough for the rest. Yeah, it really happened that way. That's what really happened the day. Oh, the day Doc went cutting heads. Oh, the day Doc went cutting heads. Oh, the day Doc went.
Miles away, and I hope you're still alone. And you got some hours to while away. Can we say that we're okay? back at home. Cause we got some stuff to talk about, and it's time we talked it over. All the things that we can't live without, because we say at home. We'll be right back.
a good time. But remember the kids who got nothing while you're drinking down your wine.
Kinks here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Father Christmas.
I drive my bus in a busy city. That's why road safety is so important to me. I know that I must slow down and be extra careful when I make a wide turn. Buses need more room than cars. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're driving, remember to give buses plenty of time and space to finish turning before driving ahead. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hey, I'm Mando Richard from WRCT's Wednesday Folk Show, Whiskey Before Breakfast. On Friday, December 31st at 11 p.m., Pittsburgh musician Art Lindsay will join me for WRCT's third annual Hank Williams tribute. We like to remember Hank Williams on New Year's because in the wee hours of the morning on January 1st, 1953, Hank Williams passed away in the back of an automobile from way too much whiskey, quote, vitamins, unquote, and drugs consumed before, during, and after breakfast. Art and I will sample some of the thousands of recordings Hank made in a national career that spanned just 6 years, and this year we'll also explore a little bit of Hank Williams' legacy. So turn down the sound on whatever tripes on the tube and tune in to WRCT's annual Hank Williams tribute. Friday, December 31st at 11 p.m. at 88.3 FM, Pittsburgh, or streaming from WRCT.org.
It's the Viva La Mock radio program. Before we get into the Midnight Mock, I do want to remind you that Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records is what? It's a record store. And where's it located? Millvale. It's open 7 days a week, and it provides new and used records and CDs. From metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between, Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the music that you want. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs. With no collection too big, no collection too small, you can visit Attic Records today in Millvale or just call them up at 412-821-8484 and get the music you need. We have a Bats Mock to get into, so let me put some Bats music in the background. I was going to say Bats ground, but it didn't work. I was going to try, at least. The Bats, just so you are aware, a four-piece out of New Zealand, formed back in 1982. What's great is they've gone on hiatus and come back like a lot of bands do, but still with the same four original members. That's Malcolm Grant on drums, Paul Kane on bass, K. Woodward on lead guitar and rhythm guitar and vocals, Robert Scott, who was also post-Bats, had the band The Clean, which I played earlier. So I'm like, let's do a Bats mock tonight. That's what we're going to do. So we are starting off said Bats mock with the singer-songwriter Barbara Manning here on the Viva La Mock radio program.
Goes to the wall.